TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Watch out, roadworks reported on the road ahead.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. As you know, I am on my way to work. It looks like you were greeted by GPS lady. Hopefully you're able to hear that. She has impeccable timing as she chimes in. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter machine at ChairShotGreg. I'm also on the Facebook and the Instagram. Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is presented in conjunction with TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. At TheChairShot.com, you can find the hardest-hitting reviews, analysis, opinions, all presented with the attitude that you have come to know and love. The website is TheChairShot.com. It's also available on all forms of social media at TheChairShot.com. And you can pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. You can do that by heading on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. You can get Jesus to the job. Baron Corbin sucks. Hashtag save tag team wrestling. And so much more, including a brand new design, which should be available here in the next day or two. So, very excited about that. We'll talk more about it as soon as it becomes available. Again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Or head on over to TheChairShot.com. Click the word store on the menu, and you can get there that way as well. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Now, we are on day number two of the week. Topic number three of the week. It is Tuesday morning. It is May 7th, and as I am on the commute to work. Quick reminder, I live on one side of Phoenix. I work on the other, and that's why we do Driving with DeMarco. I am in the car. Sometimes GPS will chime in. Sometimes things will happen. I'll need to pause for traffic, and you get to be a part of it. We almost died yesterday. Somebody swerving over into my lane. I was able to avoid that, and yeah, always got to be aware of your surroundings, even when you're talking out into outer
space.
Watch
out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Hoping that the cell phone picks it up. Now, today's topic should be an obvious one. I did go the obvious route. Sometimes I don't, but today I just had to. I just couldn't help myself, so here we are. Tuesday morning, topic number
miles.
Three.
Exit onto exit 153, State Route 143, 48th Street, Broadway Road.
We're going to get rid of her as best we can. So, now, hopefully that doesn't cut down my microphone, only the GPS lady. Now, I want to talk about the wild card rule. If you were watching Raw last night, you saw that Roman Reigns showed up, Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston. Vince McMahon was losing control and decided to institute the wild card rule, where three members of Raw can show up on SmackDown and three members of SmackDown can show up on Raw. And he used the phrase on occasion, which is just haphazard booking at this point. And I get it. They're in a spot where they feel like they want to, you know, basically prevent themselves from losing any more ground. Last Monday, Raw dipped out of the top five, at least hour number three did, where it was number six for the week. Of course, last week, SmackDown came in at number seven for the week. NBA basketball occupying the top three slots last Tuesday. So that ended up forcing SmackDown down to number seven. They don't want that, so now they got to do whatever they can do, and they're doing this on a short-term deal. And that's something that I'll talk about here in a minute. But we had the wild card rule. Again, you had Roman Reigns kicked off Raw. Then you had Daniel Bryan. Then you had Kofi Kingston. But then later in the show, you had Elias show up, and you also had Lars Sullivan show up. So it's just, they already broke their own rule in the first week. The first week they said the wild card rule was going to be three, and we had five. It just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Like, I get that you've got to do what you got to do, but I mean, you know, why bother? Why bother with the brand split if you're going to do this? And that's the big issue that I have. We're gonna dive right in this morning. We're not even gonna set things up with the same length that we sometimes do, because I get pissed off by this. The wild card rule is just a stupid little band-aid that they use to put on this that really makes a brand split look stupid. Tell better stories. And instead of fixing the stories, we're doing short-term fixes. Short-term. And I was having a conversation with somebody on Twitter yesterday who asked me what I thought about this. Because believe it or not, people do that sometimes. And to me, it was all about short-term band-aids. And if you look at the booking, and if you look at the booking really since Roman Reigns has been on top of the company, it has been nothing but short-term fixes and band-aids. And that, to me, is the problem. The last really good era of long-term booking ended with WrestleMania 30. The arc of Daniel Bryan from SummerSlam in 2013 all the way to WrestleMania 30, a 9.5 month long program, was brilliant. It was brilliant in its execution. It took the fans on a ride. They truly booked backwards. They had an end game in mind, and they booked backwards from there. I'm not so sure we have a solid end game in mind right now because we're so busy trying to fix week after week ratings. All right, WWE is currently working, or currently living, paycheck to paycheck. And we've all been there, and many of you might be there now. And if so, hang in there. It's going to change eventually. But when you live paycheck to paycheck, it sucks. You don't know what you're going to do in the next week. You don't know what you're going to do in the next month. And it's harder to plan and book your life long term. And that's where WWE is right now. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They have writers that are departing. They're in a state of creative flux, and that's fine. But they refuse to back away at all. They refuse to take a step back. And that's the issue that I have with this era of band-aid booking, as we're going to call it. Back in the day, when you had a major transition in the company, they took a step back knowingly. Bruce Pritchard has talked about it on Something to Wrestle. They would, they take two steps forward or two steps backwards so they could in the long run take three steps forward. All right. When Hogan departed, Vince knew they were going to take a step back. It wasn't until Austin showed up that they really got things back on track. They had Hart, they had Brett, they had Shawn, they had Diesel, but it wasn't until old Stone Cold Steve Austin lit the world on fire that things took off. In the post-Austin era, we took a little bit of a dip until John Cena showed up. But we tried to make a seamless transition from John Cena to Roman Reigns, and it hurt. It hurt things for WWE because they didn't allow themselves the time. They didn't allow themselves to take that step back. And I know it's bad from a business sense to do that, to take that step back. And I'm not denying that because I understand, like, the WWE is a business, and they're a publicly traded business, and their job is to run things in a certain way. And so they use Band-Aids. Band-Aids like Brock Lesnar. Band-Aids like how they're booking Roman Reigns. Band-Aids like Triple H when people get hurt. And yet here we are, still using Band-Aids. We've never gotten out of the Band-Aid issue. And so we put in a brand split. And what do? We institute a wild card rule, trying to create the atmosphere that anything could happen. But it doesn't feel special. Roman Reigns moving to SmackDown, that felt special. That was huge. But now it's been completely undone because Roman already said he's going to keep showing up on Raw because Raw, because he built Raw, so to speak. And AJ Styles is probably going to keep showing up on SmackDown because that's the house that AJ Styles built. So why move them in the first place? Or why undo moving them so quickly? It's only been 3 weeks. And look, I think this brand split was a failure. I think some of the moves that they did just hurt the brands. It was too much of a shakeup. Go back to 2005. All right, the draft that took place, the redraft that took place after WrestleMania 21. That, to me, was an amazing draft of the WWE, probably the best one. There was one superstar moved per week from brand to brand over a 5 week period. So five people came over to Raw, five people came over to SmackDown. And when that announcement was made, it felt like a big deal. They did it over a longer period of time. There was uncertainty on SmackDown when John Cena and Batista were both on Raw because Cena was the first person drafted. until Batista eventually ended up on Raw right before, or ended up on SmackDown right before they were going to crown a new champion. It felt like a big deal. It took planning. That's the issue I have right now with WWE. They have so many irons in the fire. They are this multinational conglomerate. You've got NXT. You've got NXT UK, 205 Live. Like, they're just, I think that they're being spread too thin. And I think the guy at the top, Vince McMahon, lacks the organization to put it all together. And I think he needs to know that, and he needs to adjust to it. Because he's a 73-year-old man now. Like, I'm not saying Vince has to go, like a lot of people do, but I'm saying Vince has to know. Vince has to know the adjustments that need to be made in his product and in his company for them to succeed on a long-term basis. And I don't see that right now. I don't see that in them. I don't see that in the product. And that's the issue that I have with the wild card rule. It's yet another Band-Aid on a cut that's just going to keep bleeding. And maybe it bleeds slowly, and maybe it scabs over, and then we rip off the scab, and then we use another Band-Aid, and it just seems to be this vicious cycle that we can't get out of. What would I do? Well, tonight on the Greg DeMarco Show, we're going to talk about that, but I'm going to give you a little preview. I would blow up the brand split now. Blow it up completely, and don't half-ass it, because that's what the wild card rule is. You're half-assing it. Blow it up, let people come and go, have any superstar on any show, any title on any show. I know you've got the Raw Tag Team Championships and the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Raw Women's, the SmackDown Women's. Rename them. Have the Universal Tag Team Champions, the WWE Tag Team Champions. Have the Universal Women's Champion and the WWE Women's Champion. It's a very simple solution. And kind of have the Wild West. Maybe until September, October. Then, once everybody's gotten used to this, redraft completely. Do a complete and total redraft, split everybody up, build Survivor Series, brand versus brand, and then you can put together, you know, what you're looking for. Then you can put together, sorry, it's starting to rain, and my turn signal won't turn off. Then you can put together a good product that people are going to enjoy watching because you had to hit the reset button. And the reset button is a valuable tool to anybody in the world of entertainment. And sometimes you got to enact the reset button. And that's where I feel we're at right now with WWE. I think it's time to use the reset button. So blow it up. Blow up the brand split. Put anybody on any brand. Maybe you're on Raw. Maybe you're on SmackDown. Who knows? And once that blow up happens, then we can make a better product. Then we can do the brand split again. Then we can put together what we need to be successful in WWE. But this wild card rule is a half-assed fix that I don't think is actually going to fix anything. It's a Band-Aid, and Band-Aids don't always work out. And that's really what this has become. It's become the Band-Aid era. I love the WWE, but man, they're doing this in an era where competition is right at their doorstep. Where you've got New Japan making inroads into America. Where you've got All Elite Wrestling spending money, having a TV deal that I'm sure they're going to announce anytime now. Probably a Double or Nothing. You've got the shit right there in front of you, and this could blow up in your face. And I'm not saying they're going to go out of business. I hate when people say that. But you're at an important fork in the road. And creatively, you got to get it right. And I'm worried that they won't get it right because in the past, they've been able to get by with some creative snafus, some creative moments that may not be the best. But you can't do that now. You've got to pull it off, and you've got to pull it off in a big way. And I don't think the wild card rule is it. And that's the big point of today, the big idea of today's talk. I hate that whole tweet where people say, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Fuck that. That's stupid. That's almost as stupid as I'm your boy, which I really fucking hate when people do. But anyway, complete and total side note there, complete and total sidetrack. The big idea for today is simple. Stop Band-Aid booking in WWE. Get back to your long-term planning and your long-term booking, because that is how you are successful as a company. That is how you are successful in the long run. Set yourself up for the long haul. Stop Band-Aid booking. Stop being scared and go out there with the confidence and bravado that is WWE and give us the product that I know you're capable of giving us. I think you've got the people in place. You definitely have the talent in place. Make it fucking happen. I'm going to present an idea tonight that I think would have worked. Obviously, it's fantasy booking. And fantasy booking, even though mine is rooted in reality, isn't anything that you're necessarily going to see on television in the next week. But it's going to be a fun little experiment, and we're going to enjoy doing it. That's tonight on the Greg DeMarco Show. But big idea for today, stop with the short-term fixes, put in a long-term plan, get rid of Band-Aid booking, and let's turn this shit around. Again, I'm Greg DeMarco at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. The website is at thechairshot.com. That's, of course, thechairshot.com. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. We thank you for joining us on this journey. We thank you for your support, for your eyes and your ears. And I look forward to talking to you this afternoon on the next edition of Driving with DeMarco.